You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You're in a loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. I don't think I heard you bring this one out before.
Yeah, it's in here somewhere.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I got like a rotator full of all type of random stuff. So.
All right, cool. Appreciate you. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Monday. Hope you're enjoying your time, especially if you're getting a little bit of a lunch break in. Definitely get a little something tasty for me because I realize that I'm hungry and I didn't bring
no
snacks.
You didn't bring your snacks?
Didn't bring no snacks.
Dang it.
Didn't bring no snacks. You know, my snack is sports. That's all I need. Especially, I may need a snack, but it sounds like some of y'all hungry. So Brandon on the YouTube page said, we seriously need some schedule leaks by the NFL. Dying of thirst out here. Even preseason, something. I'm like, is it?
Got some more of those schedule leaks?
Got some more of those leaks?
Man,
yeah.
Scratching
what is
the
happening,
neck.
Brandon?
Hey, over there like.
Brandon's talking my language, man. You know how I am about this stuff.
Yeah, NFL seems like they tried to button it up this year for sure. They were like, we will commission some leaks, so to say.
There's been a few, and it really starts to heat up today and tomorrow.
And the tough thing about it is even the leaks that we've gotten, they don't feel nearly as, I don't know, illustrative as you might have. Like, they don't feel like they are definitely, okay, we got an answer. It's like, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. We did find out about the kickoff. NFL kickoff will be Eagles and Cowboys. So at the very least, there will be some entertainment in laughing at someone's sorrow in that, because that's how NFC East games go, right?
Like,
one of those teams is embarrassing themselves, or both of them teams are embarrassing themselves, and that's usually entertaining for the rest of us in the National Football League. So we'll see that. Also, Ocho on the text line was like, you think we'll get Ahmad Rashad to go with Jordan as part of that NBA on NBC special contributor?
And I'm NBA like, inside stuff.
Yeah.
I sure hope so, because that's the
they
only
might way, as well bring that back.
That's
too,
the
man.
Only way that Michael Jordan is palatable.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmad Rashad really makes him much more of a regular human being.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to this Rockets thing, because The Athletic put out an interesting piece kind of looking at the playoff disappointment and what that, you know, how they moved that to the side to focus on the offseason. And it's a really well-reported piece, as you expect, from The Athletic and Kelly Eco. And it goes through a lot of things. But one of the things that it gets to is a portion here where it starts talking about where the organization's focus might be, which is really helpful trying to get an idea. Because, we've been working off of, I don't know, hearsay or quotes that we can maybe position as posturing. Maybe you go, all right, what is the meaning there? This is Kelly doing the reporter thing and giving us a little bit of insight into what's going on here, right? So next few months, NBA players, stars like Zion Williamson, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo seem like they're going to be out there. And landing one of those guys is obviously something that maybe is a swing that they make. Mm-hmm. We go back to Raphael Stone saying, basically pointing to the idea that, I wouldn't bet on something happening. There's a very high bar is the phrase that I've been holding on to for this. And what I felt like is the top of that very high bar, some of the reporting that we've gotten in the past, that maybe someone like a Donovan Mitchell or a Devin Booker could be guys that they'd be interested in. But interestingly enough, some of the ones that in this reporting, Kevin Durant, He talks about being, you know, one of those most attainable, but according to his reporting, the Rockets have significant reservations, quote, about that possible partnership, in large part because of his age at 36. It'd be out of sync with the younger timeline. That seems pretty reasonable. A lot of people have talked about that. That's fair.
Yeah.
The Rockets have previously held, and I'm doing the thing. This is the segment I like to call reading. Quote, the Rockets have previously held serious interest in the Suns' Devin Booker, but team sources said that is no longer the case. Not only do team officials still have faith in Jalen Green, who is 5 years younger than Booker, $66 million cheaper over the next 3 years, but also Booker's struggles last season have shifted the thinking on this front court.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that jumped out at me. Because, it, you know, first of all, if Durant is going to be, and they have reservations about it, we get it. Devin Booker, if he was even a possibility, now all of a sudden it seems they no longer have interest no matter what. So that tells you two things. That Jalen Green is going to be here. And he's going to be their guy.
If he's not a part of another move, but it seems like that'd be unlikely.
That would be, yeah. And then the second part of that is, if Jalen Green is here, then they also know that he's not going to be, quote, the guy, or at least not in the immediate future. We saw that during the postseason.
And oh, interesting.
And there was struggles. So that means they might bring in someone else for Jalen Green to not be the guy, but have someone else possibly available to be that, to fit that role.
Enter the name that we've kind of all been circling around, my Nigerian brethren, Giannis Adetokunbo. And this is Brian Windhorst, just this morning, talking about what feels like it'd be the Windhorst sweepstakes, as Sham Sharania this morning was kind of reporting that Giannis has made it known that, you know, he would be open to looking at the possibilities of other teams, which is a very, very soft sell of, go ahead and look at trades. Go ahead and look at trades. So this is Windhorst talking about the Giannis situation.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild is not going to happen. They need quality players. And the other thing that you need to know is, if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston. Pay attention there.
I'm telling you, it just points to that. You know, Giannis, because, I mean, we all have varying opinions on Jalen Green and what it could be, what it meant this past offseason, what it could mean in the future. I don't feel like if you're the window's open and you're a contender, you can just bank on Jalen Green being the guy.
Okay.
I just don't feel like you can.
I think that there's a lot of people that are in the same boat with you there.
You can't bank on it. You can maybe hope. You can maybe project, but you can't bank on it. What you can do is maybe keep him if he's your guy and bring in Giannis. And that, I've been saying it for about a week now. That very much intrigues me with the double bigs.
So keep who?
See, that's the thing.
You said Jalen Green early. You keep Jalen Green to bring in Giannis?
No, I would not. I personally would move Jalen Green. But if they want to keep Jalen Green, then that changes the whole math, because then a man comes into play, and that would hurt. You know, Şengün comes into play, and that would hurt. And as you just heard, they have other teams' draft picks. Just like San Antonio. So I think it gets really, really interesting if you want Giannis.
Yeah, but one of the things that is interesting, as you heard Windhorst kind of alluding to, is these two teams, Houston and San Antonio, have the kind of things that Milwaukee would need in order to try and be some level good in the next 5 years, because being bad doesn't help them. They don't have those picks. Actually, the other team in that would be New Orleans, because they could get their own picks back, but that'd be them acknowledging that they're just going to be bad.
Yeah.
What it feels like the Spurs could give them is like some young players, but really, you know, picks. And I think that those are, you know, they can give them some picks that you can go, hey, actually, and it's not New Orleans, it's Brooklyn. Sorry, it was the other team there that has their picks. But you can give them young players. But it seems like everybody, when they talk about the Spurs, is him going in to pair with a lot of those young guys that they have. And I wonder how strong that would be, which brings me back to the Rockets. And I go, I wonder if you would have to move off of, because I know that, there, you know, the Athletic earlier had put out like what the trade would have, and they put all three of the young guys, Green, Şengün, and Amen Thompson in there. And I just don't know that actually would be what it have to be, with the ways that there's not a lot of suitors, at least in a way that would work for the Bucks. And if you give them one of these young talented players alongside
those other picks,
you know, Phoenix Suns picks, maybe that you're betting against their good, and then, you know, give them an opportunity to get some young talented players and some picks that they could actually utilize without being bad in the next few years. And that's got to be appealing, even though you're giving up a top 75 player in NBA history. Like, I think that that competes in a way that's strong with San Antonio and maybe still gives you an opportunity to keep the likes of Jalen Green and Amen, which, I mean, again, I know you're not excited about keeping Jalen Green, but if the reporting is to be believed at its face, the idea of could you see a team where you go Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, and Giannis Antetokounmpo with Alperen Sengun being at the center, especially for monetary reasons of that trade. I know that he was one of the, you know, the guys that actually stood up in this series, but that the Bucks would be happy to have that kind of player, I imagine, with some young talent and some picks.
Yeah.
Could you see a team like that that's built for the Rockets as they move forward?
No, I absolutely could. I think the Rockets I'm buying that they believe that Jalen Green can get better. So maybe they would want to keep him. I personally would not in this situation. But, you know, you have those other picks that you can move. All of a sudden, Sengun, that would hurt a little bit. But, you know, it has to hurt. You know, it has to hurt if you're going to make that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and this is going to be a lot closer to the timeline. And that's basically what has been alluded to or what's been discussed by Kelly Eco again in this piece, talking about the idea that the cost would certainly be more exorbitant with a collection of draft picks, veterans to make it work, and a young talent or two likely to be in part of the package. But because of how Antetokounmpo best operates as a primary playmaker in a hub, the prospect of him playing along Sengun in the front court is interesting, but also, you know, he's considered one of the top three players, still 30 years old. So in theory, you probably have 5 years. I think probably is fair to maybe look more towards four. Not saying I don't believe in him, but I just don't know for a player that does not have as much of a shot and has the you know, the physical taxing. We'll see what that looks like.
The most intriguing thing for me has been the Sengun and Giannis, you know, sort of double bigs. If it was that good with Steven Adams and others, imagine what it could be with him. That would be ideal. But I have to believe they would probably want, for salary reasons and others, as you mentioned, Sengun to be involved going the other way.
All right. So if it had to be either Amen or Sengun going in that trade in order to get him back.
If it had to be one of those two.
Yes, sir.
God, you're putting me in a bad spot.
That's the tough part about trading for a big player. I love these circumstances because whenever we get into hypothetical trades, the fan in all of us comes out and we're like, I will give you my least desirable portions and I will take this very good thing from you. And that's
Jabari.
Just not how these work.
I'll give you Jabari.
I know. Jabari, Jalen Green, and draft picks.
Yes.
Like, all right.
Okay, I'm going to answer it. I'm not going to cop out. Sengun or a man going the other way?
Yes.
A man.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Because I was going Sengun, man. Yeah.
I think I might go Sengun.
Honestly,
as well.
I didn't even have to think too long on it, man.
I just think those two guys offensively, whew, that could be sweet. And a man, you know, I saw B. Scott just tweeted, anyone but a man. He said anyone but him.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm with him on that.
He's a stud. That's why it's a hard question.
Yeah.
He's a stud for what they want to do, you know.
Yeah, and I can easily see the team, especially, and I talk about, like, we've seen Giannis without shooting around him.
Mm-hmm.
I can see an instance where Jalen Green as kind of more spot-up shooter, not that that's the entirety of what he is, but having some of that, and then a development of Reed as well in the shooting. And you have some passable shooting, talk less of what you then add on top of that as you continue to go.
Oh, that's a tough question to answer, boy, for me.
But I'm starting to see a little bit more of the path if you work it that way. For how this team finds a way to step up in the playoffs.
How much does tonight's lottery play in?
I imagine it helps.
How much does that play in?
I imagine it helps once you get a real idea of if that's a ninth pick or if that's a three pick in a draft that's this solid. I imagine that changes some of this. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what the draft lottery looks like tonight, 6 p.m. When it comes out in Chicago. Hakeem is going to be the man with the hopefully with the golden touch for the Rockets. But ultimately, we get a little bit of an insight, and I think the big takeaways, one is that Giannis seems to be the look, obviously, and it felt like that was something that you could foretell, but now we're getting a little bit more solid evidence to that way, but also, they really still believe in Jalen Green. I think that if there's anything that would get the fan base to maybe look at the organization a little sideways, maybe doubt their organizational thought process, that's the one. And I'm interested to see how this plays out as we continue to look at it.
Oh, I think if they bank on Jalen Green and keep him and make him like a centerpiece alongside him, they're banking their own futures. Oh, they're putting their own futures on it. I'm talking about, you know, Rafael
him as
Stone.
The centerpiece,
yeah,
or they, just him they, staying, period.
Yeah, if him staying and you bring this in and it doesn't work and he's your number two or whatever, I think that could come back and affect their careers.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so we asked the question, like, if you were going to make the Giannis trade and you wanted, you know, you had to decide between Amen Thompson, Alperen Sengun going out, which would you select? From the 713, he said, if Amen doesn't develop a shot, he'll be limited as a centerpiece. His shot is currently terrible. And it really is really bad. I think I asked you the question, what do you think he was shooting
from
3-point?
Yeah, I thought it was a lot better than it was.
Because, you know, people think, oh, what is he shooting, like 33?
Yeah.
25% from three. And that is also doubled up with, from the free throw line, he's shooting sub 70%. And typically, I look at the free throw percentage as some level of indicator of what your shot is. Because that is a completely unguarded shot. It's as much of in a vacuum as you can get, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get that repeatable motion down, I don't necessarily have a lot of hope necessarily that you'll get the three-point shooting down or what have you. That is a concern for me on how much development there is, but what he is as a defender and what he is also as a slasher, I think matters in a big way where I think I'd still be in the amendment.
And he's an Adoka guy.
That is a great point.
He's an Adoka guy.
And then I think with Amen, you kind of banking on the future a little bit. Like
big
what
time.
He could be.
Yeah.
I feel like Sengun, I feel like we know what he is right now. We know what it's still. I don't know if he
But
could,
he's still very he's, young.
No, yeah, he's young and really good.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is probably him. He could probably score a little more and probably stop missing bunnies, but but I feel like this is what Sengun is.
But yeah, this is a space to watch, and I'll be interested. Like you said, I imagine that the draft lottery changes some things, and I imagine we'll also get some more insight into what the thought process is after tonight when we see what those picks actually look like. And if the Rockets get so damn lucky that because if they get the number one somehow, some way, by hook or by crook, all of this shifts, right? Cooper Flagg,
Slaughter
Man, and we'll just.
We're talking about something entirely different tomorrow.
Bleep all that other stuff. Cooper Flagg in town.
So y'all drafting for sure if it's number one.
Oh, hell yeah.
You wouldn't look around?
Hell no.
Oh, that's a whole nother question that I need
I'll
to
I'll be
ask.
Looking around like, hey.
If I
get number one.
Go ahead and save it.
I'm going to try to.
Let's talk right. again.
Go all ahead right. and save it. We'll talk about that because I had not even gotten there. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Next.
All right, so a confession and then a question for you guys. The confession is, obviously yesterday was Mother's Day. We hope everyone had a great one. Very, very important. I've always believed that, this is the confession, that Mother's Day presents don't necessarily have to be like, quote, romantic. Like, to me, it's...
Oh, because you're doing it for your wife?
Well, because it's more of a, hey, thank you for everything you're doing. Let me see if I can appreciate you. I want to appreciate you, and I want to help your life as a mom be better. Because a lot of times, like anniversary, that's romantic. Obviously, Valentine's Day, that's romantic. Birthday can be romantic. Mother's Day, to me, is just kind of like an appreciation. And
is it going towards Father's Day at this point?
Yeah. At Father's Day, I think it's the same
thing. Father's Day is just say, hey, let's just hang out with Dad.
Yeah. Oh, is that today?
Oh yeah, that's right. You gonna cook on the grill for us?
So I say all that to say this: I got a little grief for the gift that I got my wife.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, I see why he set it up like
this. No, I really feel like Mother's Day should be romantic,
right?
No, it should not be necessarily be romantic. Now, okay. It can be, but it's more of an appreciation.
I hear you.
Hey, Mom.
I agree.
Per John Lopez's definition.
Hey, Mrs.
The Mother's Day.
Yeah, I got her an ice chest. Okay.
Bro,
let me explain.
No,
you should have just took guilty. A fish. You should have just took a fish like you wanted to.
You got it. Did you even? Was it a Yeti? At least.
Okay, so this is where it gets.
Is this
good.
Something?
Did you get a good
use?
No,
he
no.
got this from Bucky's now, didn't he?
No. She's wanted an ice chest for her car, for her SUV, because a lot of times she'll go to the and I guarantee I'm going to get a lot of support on this from the wives and mothers.
I don't think so.
713-572. She'll go to the grocery store. And then I always talk about add-ons, you know, that she has, they like to add, you know, stops. They do it for themselves, by themselves, too. Like, she'll go to the grocery store, pick up a couple things, and then, oh, I want to go get my nails done, or I want to go do this. So she's always wanted a nice ice chest for the back of her SUV.
Sorry. I'm supposed to keep that laugh in as I'm reading the text line, but it just crept out.
I know what's coming, but...
From the 713, you got her the Anora box set on Blu-ray, didn't you?
No, I did get her... I forget the brand, but it's like a Yeti. It has the clips and everything with the ice packs. And it's logoed, you know, because she likes the fish. I put the Bite Me podcast logo on.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man.
That is a good Mother's Day
you
gift.
You made it about you.
No, I didn't. It's for her car. It's for her little runs that she makes from the grocery store. I'm interested in what the response is going to be. I think a lot of the wives and moms are going to have my back on this.
I don't think so. And this is, and look, I think that you did put a lot of thought into this.
I did.
Like, I'm not the person who's coming through and like, oh, you did this for yourself. Because yeah. I do think that you came from a good place. Like, yo, this is something that you need. I quibble with the definition that, or the kind of the way that you framed it to start with, which is Mother's Day should be about getting a gift that helps you be, you know, the best version of mother. Or just help you out. I think Mother's Day is about whatever makes that person feel special,
mm-hmm.
right? Like that is the general idea is, hey, you are a mother and I appreciate you. In order to show you I appreciate you, whatever make you feel appreciated. And so I get you're being a little too logical and being like, I'm going to help your life out, when in all reality, it's just like, what about to make her
Here's
feel special?
Thing, though.
And if it is jewelry that day, then mama get some jewelry. And
sure,
if it
sure,
is,
I get that.
Right. And I think that you came from a place where you're trying to be helpful, and that's cool. But in that day, on that day, what she needed was something that made her feel
but here's
special.
The thing, Figgy, she wanted that. She wants that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said John's like Homer getting Marge a bowling ball with his name on it.
John is the guy. If she would have said, no, I don't want nothing for Mother's Day, he'd be like, okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I definitely would not have done that. I know. I got enough experience on that.
Shout out to the 619 who said, it's like a Yeti. Good catch, because I didn't hear that. No, well, so it's not a Yeti?
No.
He got her an Arctic. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, that's what you got. I got the Arctic.
I hear it.
It's a down south, I think is what I got.
He got the.
He didn't even get the Stanley brand.
The knockoff Arctic, bro. That's crazy.
And I'll send you a picture. It's great. I like it better than Yeti, to be honest. But she wanted it. It's an appreciation. It's making her life easier.
Okay.
Ladies, yes or no?
Lady T on the YouTube said, stop it. So I have a feeling, or rather the Twitch page, so I have a feeling that you're not getting defensive here.
I had to stop doing that with my wife too, because sometimes I just be talking like, man, you know what? I want to get a pair of these little headphones or something, like just small stuff that I will get on my own, and she would use that for my birthday gift. I'd be like, dang, I was trying to get this on my own. I would have asked for something bigger for my birthday.
I was with you till you said ice chest.
Oh man, go and find something special, right?
As long as she happy, then
yeah, man,
everybody should be happy. Well, okay. But was she happy?
I'm not sold.
Yeah,
I'm not sold on that.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I tell you, I was happy this weekend, and I feel sick sort of about it, because it's a sick sort of catharsis seeing Steph's injury.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I'm really and truly not the person that wishes for people. Like, I know that.
I don't think anybody is, but when it happens, you're kind of like, all
right. Right. And it's the right thing to say. And I think we all know sometimes the right thing to say ain't really what you mean, but it's the right thing to say. Uh-huh. Like, no, I sincerely mean it. I don't wish for anybody's injuries. Like, right. I'm the dude who gets a little squeamish at any injury, and I'm like, I don't wish that upon folks. However, there was a sick sort of catharsis seeing the injury probably tank what I have come to believe could be a championship playoff run for the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Like, I came into this being like, nah, I don't think the Warriors are that nice. Like, I think that they could be a problem for the Rockets. And as it's continued to go, and as we've seen the NBA playoffs, it's like, oh, okay, so that experience and just having a particular style of play, especially one that is solid defensively, as they have shown to be, they could mess around and go on a run, right? They're giving the Wolves a really rough go of it to the place where that series looks ugly.
Yeah,
it's not like the Thunder over there on the other side looking real good. The Nuggets, you know,
no,
they are so so.
There was an opportunity.
And so I'm like, yo, that could have been a playoff run. Except Steph Curry out here hurting. I'm like, see, now you know how I feel, don't you?
Yeah.
Y'all was out here dealing with the dude with the bad ankle, and then y'all went on a how many year run of success with him not being the dude with the bad ankle? No, no, no. You back to this. Yeah. I want you to see. Injuries hurt some of us. I've been dealing with that hamstring strain forever, right? Like, that is still bothering me. So I want you to understand. I feel there's a sick sort of catharsis. Again, I didn't wish for him to be hurt. I really don't want that. However, yeah. I want you to feel it, Golden State. Man. I want you to feel it.
Relate.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so on Saturday, my cleaning lady came over. Shout out to my cleaning lady, Leela.
Okay.
My first confession is, this is the first time I met her in person.
What? Oh. So how long has she been doing your house?
And she been in your
she
house?
She did it twice, yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So this was the third time, and obviously Saturday I'm off. So I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I met her for the first time. She was cool. She struggled with English a lot, but I pretty much understood what she was saying and all that stuff.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
very, very sweet lady. But my other confession is, I mean, I don't know how to take this, man. So a little backstory. Mm-hmm. Saturday, or not Saturday, it was Friday, I went to meet up with Ron and Clint as they broadcast live doing a crawfish tour.
Oh, you didn't know Sugarland?
Yeah, I was in Sugarland. Yeah, Friday, right? Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And met a lot of listeners for the first time, and they said, man, you sound taller on the radio. Or,
I keep telling
them. I
didn't
know you was this short.
I be telling them.
Man.
You know what my cleaning lady said?
What?
She said, I thought you was taller.
See?
In Spanish?
No, in English. No, I understood that.
She said, I got the English for you here.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I thought you was taller than that.
Dude, how many times do you hear that?
Way too many times. I've been hearing it a lot lately, too.
Because you got tall man energy.
Man, I just don't get it, man. I mean, I've been hearing that. People always been talking about my height all my life, but it seemed like it was the past couple weeks where everybody said, man, you sound a little taller, man. I thought you was going to be taller.
Yeah.
I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I got this Barry White type of voice where I just sound like a tall-ass dude.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem. It's not tone or tenor. It's gravity, man. Like, you carry yourself with a certain energy that does not that would not typically be with a small, diminutive figure. You know what I mean?
I mean, whatever I'm doing, it must have been the last couple weeks.
I wonder what it is that makes someone sound taller.
Ooh, 713-572-4610. If you can find a way to characterize that, what is it that makes someone sound taller?
It blew my mind when she said that.
How does one sound taller? How does one sound shorter?
Well, sound shorter is get real defensive in ways that you don't need to. That's an easy one. Oh, you sound like you short. Yeah. Also, by the way, just before I forget, Ocho and Rocky, y'all on my bad list. They immediately went to cleaning lady look good. And I'm like, guys, that's not the point of the story at all.
What's she look like?
That's not even close to the point of the story. Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Also, I appreciate the folks who, you know, shout out to the 936 who said for their wife on Mother's Day, swept, mopped, waxed the floors in the house, then detailed her car. She was very appreciative. See, that's how you make her feel special, Lopez.
I do that a lot. I do that all the time. I'm a big cleaner. Big cleaner.
Yeah, but it's not the clean. It's what would make her feel special, John? That's next time, it's a gift
A really nice ice chest for her car.
Gosh.
Yeah, really
You could have got that on a Tuesday, man.
Someone said it's going to be in your truck in a month.
where your fishing spot at? Where you usually?
Aransas Pass?
It's going to be there.
Somebody said deep voice sounds taller. Okay. Maybe,
but I ain't got no damn deep voice though.
Yeah. It's not as high as you might imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently Lopez is just a lost cause. I'm trying to help you, brother. I am. But yeah, you're not getting any defense here on the text line. But again, appreciation to the men's tea clinic for your lunchtime confessions. Always around this time here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next. Let's see what we do have when it comes to schedule situation, because it feels like the Texans have already caught a break, possibly in the scheduling situation, and we'll talk about that next. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, you're getting no love on these texts, man. And then
I thought I'd get a little more.
Nah, dog. None whatsoever. I think the what really lost you points. There might have been someone who might have been with you when you said you put that sticker on there.
Yeah, the Buy Me Podcast. Sticker.
Yeah, everybody's man, like, that's nah. yours.
But
at
she
that
likes.
Point,
she's starting
man.
To like fishing. The so last couple
did she,
of years.
Did she say that she wanted that on there? That's hers. Hey, you made a decision for her. That's
branding,
not fair,
baby. Branding.
Did you get her some OG sauce too?
No, I did not. Put some in there. Yeah. Put some in the cooler. With a t-shirt.
So people said when it sounds comes to sounding taller, confidence matters. And then tall people usually talk calmer and don't get riled up, they feel like. So I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe so, maybe not. I don't mm-hmm. know. But it was an interesting thought because Figgy, you do sound taller. You do. Man. I could confirm. I don't know. I don't know how
I
it
guess.
Works. I don't know the science.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah.
There's not really science to this as of right now. It's just trying to figure it out. Up until, you know, we get some more releases, and then Wednesday when the full schedule release party gets going for the NFL. But have the Texans already caught a scheduling break here, Lopez?
You are
the czar of schedule leaks.
It's my thing now.
As of right now. And so are the Texans already catching a scheduling break here?
Yeah, no, I think they are, because you remember last week we were talking like, ooh, there's a lot of things pointing to the Texans being the team. That goes to Sao Paulo to start the year, because a lot of other teams had already played or been committed for games this year, reported to have been committed to other games.
I mean, just starting with the fact that there was only three of the, what is it, eight international games that they could even be possibly a part of, knowing who they play at the very least.
Yeah, and the Chargers' opponents, a lot of them had already either been played recently or whatever. Anyway, there was a lot of things pointing to, ooh, Texans might be the team. One of the things that I mentioned, well, they're not going to put a division game there. They, you know, I know it's not off the table, but it's very rare. Well, welcome to rare, because reports are that they are in fact going to put a division game there, and it's going to be the Chiefs at the Chargers in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now you say reports. Who doing this reporting here?
Okay, so the exact report came out of San Diego, but Pro Football Talk reported. Obviously, that's Mike Florio, that the Chargers. You have a chance to protect some home games. Okay. You can put on the list, no, we want that. We want to play that one at home.
Sure.
They didn't put the Chiefs on there. So apparently they were willing to go ahead and play the Chiefs in Brazil, and they looked for another couple of games to protect, so to speak.
That'd be a smart one to go, though, right? Yeah. Like, how much of a home field advantage do you think you actually get at SoFi Stadium?
Yeah, but I'd rather play it there than Sao Paulo.
Well, I mean, look, if we're not getting the home field advantage at home, because I do wonder, Kansas City, their fans travel.
No, yeah.
And it feels like, especially with them being good for the length that they have, I do wonder how much of a national kind of brand they become. Because for some teams, it happens. For some teams, it doesn't. Like the Patriots, even for as long as they were good, that still remained a regional brand. Yeah. I do wonder if Kansas City is becoming somewhat national with, I guess, for a period of time, the likability that it felt like they maintained, to where even in L.A., when that game comes through, like I wonder what that stadium
LA.
Looks like. I wonder what that stadium looks like. Yeah, a city of transplants and stuff. What that stadium looks like compared to, well, you're not having all these transplants in Sao Paulo
but
now,
it might
are
be
you?
A road game in Sao Paulo, because if there's any teams they know, it's going to be the Chiefs, the ones that have been winning Super Bowls and such lately. So anyway, so the Texans, I think, caught a break. I think everything was pointing toward the Texans being the team, and all things being equal, I'd rather not go to Sao Paulo. You know, it would have been fine to have it in the beginning of the year, as we talked about last week. But Chiefs at Chargers appears to be, according to reports, the game there.
Do you like the idea of the division game overseas?
No.
Well, especially because maybe the NFL might be opening themselves up to that just generally, because we know that the kickoff, which not the same as the international game, it's still going to be stateside and everything, but the kickoff game, which is obviously more often than not, and I believe every time, going to feature the champion, the previous year's champion. Yeah. Facing off this year is the Eagles facing off against a divisional opponent in the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And it feels like maybe they're more open to putting some of these divisional rivalries in some of these places that they previously hadn't done as much.
Yeah, but I think the NFL kickoff is a little more receptive to a division game.
Sure.
Simply because of the stakes and, oh, are the Cowboys going to whatever.
But it feels like that game is going to have its attention regardless, and you wouldn't need to use the additional juice of a
Of a
division game there, especially in where you might want to use that juice in other weeks where you don't know that you're definitely gonna get a juice in like a week 5 game that you could bring that juice to with a division rivalry game.
And I should have thought of this. It's probably going to be much more likely now that you play division games overseas, international games, because there's so many more of them now. You have three or four in London, and you have Spain, and you have Germany, then you have Brazil, and you have Mexico's upcoming. I think next year's we're going to go. So just by default, you're going to have to play some division games internationally. I mean, you're just going to have to. So that's a possibility.
Do you think that maybe that open? Because you had kind
maybe,
of you'd,
right?
you'd kind of cordoned off the two other games, the Jacksonville game in London, and then the Colts game in what is it, Spain?
Yeah, Madrid.
Barcelona or Madrid, one of those. And maybe those are more open than we considered
maybe.
As possible destinations if the Texans were to go international this year.
Maybe, but there also are some reports that those games are already being penciled in as well. So we'll find out for sure. By the way, I have the entire schedule of how things are going to be announced here in the next couple of days. Two regular season games in London. Are going to be played, of course, and some of the others are going to be announced tomorrow, some early Wednesday, and then the entire schedule is going to be, Wednesday at 6 o'clock, is it? Or Wednesday evening or whatever. But, and the other thing that we should know is it's not just the Kansas City Chiefs that the NFL wants to feature. It's Taylor Swift. I mean, international in Brazil, she's going to end up going to be in there. You know
Is that still a thing?
Yes. Internationally, absolutely. She hasn't gone anywhere.
They've been kind of quiet, though.
Well, not anymore.
You feel like they've been kind of quiet?
Not anymore. She's still...
I forgot they was together.
Yeah, well...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good
like
for
it's just
you.
It's just been quiet. Like, I have... Maybe it's my timeline, but they haven't been coming across my timeline like that.
What is going to be interesting to see... By the way, I think, yes, in Brazil, it's going to be enormous that she's going to be there. And Mahomes and the Chiefs and all that, for sure. The other thing that's going to be interesting is, like, you start to look at some of these early season sort of featured games. I mean, are the Texans going to be in any of those? Or just a regular old Sunday noon?
Hey,
well, that's a good question.
Sunday noon.
I'd rather go back to that, man. Yeah. I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh,
yeah.
Just very personal perspective?
Yeah, personal. Like, not even just because, my schedule or anything, but... It seemed like when they get those primetime games, I seen somebody on the text line text the same thing too, but them primetime games, man, they haven't really been all that well last season. So I'd rather stay low and build.
Yeah. How many primetime games was it last year?
It had like six. They had like five or six.
I think it was five.
It was a lot.
Yeah. It was a good amount. So let's go ahead and use that as some level of, because let me see. Obviously, yeah, Chicago. Which was a prime time, and of course, this is not the way to do this. But you had a few prime time. Obviously, the Jets game, which that was unfortunate. Christmas, you had as well. You had
the Lions.
Lions was a prime time game. Yeah, you had a grip of them. Over under. Let's see. What's a fair place to put the over under? Over under 4.5 prime time games this year for the Texans.
I'm interested in this. I'm very interested in this because there's kind of like a new girl in class. With Jaden Daniels and some of these other new kids coming around. And then you look at the Texans. Now, I do think the Texans schedule is very conducive to a lot of primetime games.
Right.
Yeah, very conducive. You got the Bills at home. You have the Broncos at home. I'm not even talking about division games. Niners. Then you have.
I don't know if the Niners has that still. It still has that.
But it has the, who knows. But it's possible. Chargers, Ravens, Chiefs.
And Ravens, Chiefs, you can easily sell those, especially if those aren't immediately early in the season. Well, even if they're early in the season, they are rematches, right? Mm-hmm. Chiefs is a rematch from the playoffs specifically. Ravens is a rematch from that one time on Christmas. but then, there's other, if it's later in the season, you get a feel for how that team is doing, how this Texans team is doing. And then you get that level of build toward, and the quarterback matchup obviously is one of the things that helps.
Yeah.
From the 7-1-3, they go under 4.5. They say they're only getting one.
I
can't see that.
I'm gonna say three.
I'm gonna go right at four. So just under.
Under?
Yeah, right at four.
I'm gonna
four.
Say three.
Yeah.
It's tough because these primetime games are in some ways dictated by, the steam or the energy that you're coming into this with as well. And I find that hard to gauge from kind of the outside world. Like, clearly, this was a team that won quite a few games. They won their division. They won a playoff game as well. But then also at the same time, like there's big questions about the offensive line, and it seems like the larger NFL world isn't really that excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't make like a big splashy move this offseason either. Like last year it was Stephon Diggs, yeah. Joe Mixon. So now this year, like,
but CJ there, right?
Like, yeah. But on the outside, people gonna say, oh, they took a step back because they traded their left tackle. I don't think that's the case, but maybe if you're looking nationally, they might be like, let's not give them five this year.
And plus, it's always what have you done for me lately? I mean, would you say, let's ask this question. Who has more primetime games, the Texans or the Commanders?
It feels like the Commanders.
Doesn't it?
It feels like the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is going with three, a Thursday night, a Monday night. Oh, I forgot the Cowboys Monday night game. And a Sunday night. I mean, I could see four. I will go over. I think that they get that five again because I think CJ is still also developing into that space where it's not the same shine. Because remember, he was doing the press tour, everything after the rookie year where it was really pretty, and you know people were talking about sophomore slump. But I think that he's in that category of quarterback that people would consider that more a slump than oh he's been exposed. You know, those are the two narrative kind of structures. If you have that, it's like, oh he's been exposed, or is that a sophomore slump? Even if you don't agree with the sophomore slump narrative, which we know, you know, on the ground why that would be something that you could kind of go against, I think you could still look at it and go, C.J. Stroud is a name that you sell. And anytime you see a football game, you see two faces in the quarterbacks of those teams, and I still think you could sell that based off of C.J. Stroud versus Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson versus whomever you want to put up there. So I still think that they get a good grip of those, and hopefully this year, four
sounds about right.
Hopefully this year they're better equipped to actually show out in those, because you had some good ones for sure, right? Mm-hmm. But I will never get over that Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, not even God. Christmas. The Thursday night game was Halloween. There we go.
No.
The Halloween game.
That Christmas game got me, man.
I saw that like, Buffalo that Wild Wings embarrassed.
No, I was at that Christmas game. I was walking through. Everybody was like, man. Obviously, it was the Beyonce concert.
Yeah.
And so you had some people that's clearly there for Beyonce, like, ooh, this table.
Crushed.
It was
crushed.
A group of girls, man. I'm like, man, they out here embarrassing us in front of the hoes, man.
In front of the hoes. Damn.
Really and truly, bro.
No, and the seriously, thing about it was a group of girls look good, too.
Yeah.
It was, of course, it's Beyonce.
I'm like, oh my God, man, this is embarrassing.
This is the impression you're making?
It was like 28-2 or something weird.
Man, by the way, the Commanders, not only in that division, which gets a lot of national games.
Yes.
They've got the Chiefs. They've got the Lions. They've got, oh, my goodness, the Packers. Yeah, they're gonna be featured a lot.
Okay. From the 281, still want to text. I hate it that if you use certain words, it thinks you want to text. But I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But anyways, appreciate you.
You must be using that old talk to text.
Maybe so. But yes, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm very intrigued now that that's been brought up, what the number of national games ultimately looks like. But we'll see. Wednesday,
man,
is when we will know. All right. Coming up next, let's do our Monday staple, winners and losers of the weekend. There was a lot of folks who were winners and losers. Who did you see over the weekend that you thought was a winner or loser? 713-572-4610. We will do that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.